Millions of people in the East African country of Rwanda will head to the polls on Monday to vote in the country's first multi-party presidential election. Monday's election is seen as a test of how far Rwanda has come since the genocide in 1994, when an extremist Hutu government orchestrated the slaughter of nearly a million ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus. The election has brought half-buried ethnic tensions back to the surface. The residents of the sleepy pastoral town of Nyamata, about 30 kilometers south of the Rwandan capital, Kigali, say they are still desperately trying to forget the horrors they witnessed here 9 years ago. Emmanuel Ndeshima said back then he barely survived an attack by Hutu extremists who came to his home. Tears rolled gently down Mr. Ndeshima's face as he recalls how the killers hacked to death his pregnant wife, 3 children, and a dozen relatives for no reason other than they were ethnic Tutsis. They killed everyone, including newborns and babies still in their mother's wombs, Mr. Ndeshima says. They killed in such a brutal way, it is hard to describe what I saw. Nyamata District has traditionally been a Tutsi-dominated area in a country where 85% of the population are ethnic Hutus. When the genocide began in early 1994, 140,000 people, mostly Tutsis, lived here. When the killing ended several months later, only half of them were still alive. The man who stopped the bloodshed in Rwanda is the current president, Paul Kagame, who led a Tutsi rebel army that drove the extremist Hutu government and most of its supporters out of the country. Mr. Kagame, who has effectively ruled Rwanda since 1994, has been both praised and criticized for his attempts to unify the country. In towns like Nyamata, Hutus have been invited to return and live alongside Tutsis. Many extremist Hutus who participated in the killings but have shown remorse have been freed from jails and allowed to return to their communities. But critics say that Mr. Kagame also rules through repression and fear by automatically accusing opponents of trying to stir up ethnic tension. That charge has once again surfaced as the country moves towards its first genuine multi-party election since it gained independence from Belgium in 1962. President Kagame's main opponent is Faustin Twagiramungu, a moderate Hutu. During the genocide, extremists killed many members of Mr. Twagiramungu's family because he would not condone the killings. He served as prime minister in the post-genocide government before he fell out with Mr. Kagame and went into an 8-year self-imposed exile. Since his return to Rwanda in June, Mr. Twagiramungu has campaigned on a platform similar to that of Mr. Kagame's call for economic development, national unity, and security. But Mr. Twagiramungu has also been critical of the government's policy of forbidding Rwandans to identify themselves as either Hutus or Tutsis.
So this philosophy of denying identity is not the solution. The solution for me has to be a process which will start with education for our children. To get out of your mind anything of ethnicity.
In recent weeks, the disagreement over how Rwandans should view their ethnicity has badly marred the presidential campaign. Mr. Kagame says his opponent has been blatantly trying to encourage Hutus to vote along ethnic lines. Mr. Twagiramungu denies the charge and says that Mr. Kagame's Tutsi-led Rwandan Patriotic Front Party, or RPF, has harassed and intimidated his supporters because as a serious Hutu candidate, Mr. Twagiramungu has a good chance of winning the election. On Friday, the London-based human rights group Amnesty International released a statement supporting Mr. Twagiramungu's allegations. The group says the RPF has used pressure tactics, including the detention of opposition supporters, forced conscription into RPF ranks, and violent intimidation to undermine support for the opposition. Despite such reports about Mr. Kagame's conduct during the campaign, many Tutsis and Hutu residents in Nyamata say they will vote for the president because they believe he has done much in the past 9 years to heal the rift between the two groups. Francis Nkurunziza is Nyamata's district mayor.
When you have no peace, you can't even be democratic. Because without peace, democracy cannot prevail. This government of Rwanda has done a lot to change this country. The RPF, which led a country which was fragmented by genocide, now to start to a certain point that has reached to an extent of thinking that a country is being well, people are living together, people have no problem. If the RPF continue to lead the country, it means that the country will be peaceful.
Monday's election will show if the rest of the country agrees. Alicia Root, VOA News, Nyamata.